The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Dav Chof. We continue our discussion of the psul of Bigdei Kehuna that is Mechusa Begadim. And one of the forms of Mechusa Begadim is Kruei Begadim. We have a Gemara and Dav Yud Ches earlier. Mitushtoshin, the clothing are mixed up, they're worn out, Mikuroin, they're ripped, posl. We have the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash, Perek Aleph, that Perua Roisha Krua Begodim, we discussed Perua Roisha in a previous year. Those are the psulim that are mentioned in context of Avelus of Aaron Ubonov for Nodav Avun. It says over there that Perua Roish, where they let the hair grow long, is a sign of Avelus, or Krua Begodim, are Chayim Misa V'dei Shemayim, the Apostle Avoid, the Chayim Misa V'dei Shemayim, but Lamaisa Avoid is kosher. And L'charetz Kenegi the Gemara, the Achranim asked the Kasha, the Gemara says Tushtoshin, Oy Mikuron, is possible. Clearly not like the Psak of the Rambam. The Ramban also asks that there's no, this that the Rambam brings as a love of Krue Begodin is not a love Kishalatzim, we asked a similar Kasha in other Shurim, where the Ramban holds that something which is just goes into the definition of a Psula Voido, is not a lav kisha la'atzma, it's just a psul avoida. So, question is, what exactly is the kruin, which is possible in the Gemara, and what is the begot of kruin that the Rambam holds as kosher, just that the zechim is yudei shemayim? So, Kivega answers that there is krui begodim, which just comes from clothing are worn out. If they're worn out, they rip. That's not derech avelus. Derech avelus is when there's a deliberate rip in the clothing. The Torah in Parshas Shmini is only talking about derech avelus. That is chayv misa v'dei shemayim, but because that's not that psul is just it's a separate parsha. Like shikurim, we discussed in the previous year that going to, the kohen when he's a shikur is not a gavra that's posel avoido. It's just that his coming in to the Beis Hamikdash is disrespectful. Smell his avoido is kosher. The same is true also by having a sign of avelus on his clothing, but when the clothing are worn out, and that's the rip, then that's a psul in the begodim. Then he's pasul mechus in begodim. The mechaschinu chal derech zeh mitzvah kufnun says even simply, it just says that depends what's going on. If the begodim, the bigger kuna he's wearing are worn out and they're ripped, so then they're posel. What happens if he's wearing begodim that are bishlemus on top of it or on bottom of it? He put another beged as a sign of avelus and he ripped that beged. He's wearing a ripped beged. That doesn't say by an oval that all his clothing have to be ripped. It says only that he has to rip clothing. Okay, this is aralev, not aralev, but yoytze kriya, rachman tzlam. Kriya lameis just by ripping a beged. So he wore a ripped beged on top of the bigdei kehuna. That would be only a psul of derech avelus. Reb Chaim says a little bit differently, a little bit more complicated, but he makes a cheshmer. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi and Daf Yutes holds that what's called yitur begodim. One of the things that I mentioned by us is yitur begodim wearing too many begodim. What is that? Rashi holds that means that he was wearing also big dechoil. The Rambam holds that wearing big dechoil is enim miminoi. It's not shaykh. Yitur begodim means it's a psul in the big dechuna. If you put on also his Russian fur hat, it has nothing to do with the big dechuna. The Rambam says that yitur begodim means when his miyater, like he puts on shnei avnetim, he puts on his miyater extra in the big dechuna. So he says the way the Rambam says, you'll say like this, you'll say that karua means where he was wearing a beged of choil, that was ripped, that's not ma'akiv, that's not yitur mechus begodim. The only yitur begodim is only where he was wearing, the shirt that the kohen wears, and he put on top of it another one, and that's ripped, that's a yitur beged, or if the shirt itself is ripped, that's a mechus beged. So you can say also, that this that the Rambam says that it's posel, that avoid is kosher and is chayv misa, is talking about where he's wearing a beged of choil. That has nothing to do with yitur or chos begodim, but it does have to do with showing signs of avelus. It's all basically the same idea that b'miyashiv this Rambam. Agav, let's delve a little bit deeper into what we just said. The Rambam shita is that yitur begodim is only a hisofa in the bigdei kehuna itself. That we understand. We understand if the kohen is perverting, distorting the Tzura of the big day kuna, he wears, instead of one avnet, he wears two. He wears one less baguette. He's distorting the big day kuna. According to that we understand. According to Rashi, what exactly is the lav of Yitur Begadim? Because he put on a raincoat. It's raining, and on top of the big day kuna, he decided to put on his yellow raincoat. What is that? That's a distortion in the big day kuna. That's a kashem. Yes, Hashem, we'll discuss in the next year when we discuss the profound implications of what big day kuna represent. We'll add one more point. B'negeh, the shita of the Rambam with Rashi, the famous kasha of the Sfasemis with our Sameach, the Mara in Yuma Daf Yud Beis seems to have a havamino that a kohen hedyit that wears big day kuna of a kohen godel is not possible. Kohen godel that's missing begadim because he only wears four begadim of a kohen hedyit is possible. But a kohen hedyit, other avah, the more the merrier, he added begadim of a kohen godel, but that's not possible. And the question is, there's a machlokes rishonim, really totally in Lashonis and Chazal, whether the mitznefes, mikbas of the kohen hedyit and the kohen godel were the same beged, or whether the avnet that the kohen godel wore and the kohen hedyit wore were the same thing. If they're not the same thing, according to Shita, they're not the same thing. If a kohen hedyit put on the begadim of a kohen godel, it's not just that he's wearing more begadim, he's wearing a tzitz with a mi'il, with an ephod, with a choshen. It's more than that. He's also missing his beged. Why is he, the havamina is that there's no problem in a yitur begadim, there's only a problem in a mechusba. But he is mechusba begadim, he's not wearing his begadim. Loiter Rambam, what you'll have to say is that he's wearing his begadim, he's wearing the avnet with the mitznevis of a kohen hedyit, plus he's wearing the begadim of a kohen godel. In that case, there's a havamina that is not possible because over there he's only adding. But the psul would be a psul. Let's go back to the shita we mentioned before, the shita, the Rashi. The Rashi holds that yitur begadim is even when the kohen that's being oivid wears big day choil together with the big day kodesh. We asked, why is that a distortion of the big day kuna? What is it? Why does it make a difference in the begodim shabbat? There's no bal toisiv. He's not being moisiv on the big day kuna. That he's being moisiv. That he's wearing something else. He's cold. He's wearing a pair of slippers. Slippers wouldn't help because then he's not standing ala ritzpah. But he put on an extra layer of clothing on top of the big day kuna. Why is that a chisorin, so to speak, in the begodim? Yitur begodim is a chisorin. Not bal toisiv. He's not putting on an added layer of big day kuhuna. Perhaps we can add on a deeper level the fact that the big day kuhuna are referred to in the Pasuk and Pashas Tetzaveh, l'chovoid ula sefores. The big day kuhuna are l'chovoid ula sefores. And the concept that's explained in the Svarim, Maral talks about the Sfasemis, Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, the Shem Rishmuel, that the source of big day kuhuna have the source of the kohen who's oivin the Beis Hamikdash becoming the beloshim the Gemara by us kuhunosay olav. When does he have his kuhuna? Is totally in his begodim. What's the lechayr if he's hugdash lavoida? Why when he puts on the begodim we understand that maybe he has to wear the right begodim for avoida. But that kuhunosay olav, what does it have to do with begodim? So the Svarim HaKadoshim take us back in time where the whole downfall of man, which had to be rectified in the whole idea of the Beis Hamikdash, of Klal Yisrael, of Kabbalah HaTorah, comes from the Chet of Adam Rishon. And the Chet of Adam Rishon, the Pasuk, before the Chet of Adam Rishon finishes off, Ve'odom, Ve'ishtoi, Hoya'orim, Ve'lois Boishoshu, they were not embarrassed by their nakedness. And right after the Chet, when they realized that's the way the Rabban Shalom rebuked them after the Chet, they ate from the Eitzadas, they covered themselves, they covered themselves, and the Rabban Shalom said, what happened to you? That means the Chet inherently is tied to the Indian of wearing clothing right after that. The Rabban Shalom gave them the kosnas or to put on, the Pasuk in Paragimel, in Pashas Bereshis. What is the significance of clothing insofar as the Chet and the ultimate role of Klal Yisrael and the Big Day Kuhuna are concerned? What's interesting is, I heard this many times from Ramesh Shapiro, the Sheirish of the word clothing are either called in Lashon HaKadosh, Lashon Beged, or Levush. Both of them share a common denominator. The word Beged is related to the word Bogod, rebellion. Clothing, the necessity for clothing, the way the Rambam explains it, that man before the Chet, Adam Rishon before the Chet, only viewed his body, his physical existence, as a kli to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. The fact that a body, that a physical sense could be something that would take away a person from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the product of the Yetzer. When they ate from the Yetzer Das, Nochash HaChadmoni poisoned them, and they became imbued with the Yetzer, they were able to see themselves as having the physical capacity to enjoy life outside, the physical capacity to use their physical life that they live as a means of drawing away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. In that sense, then, the physical sense, that the physical body that a person has is a source of embarrassment. And that's why the Lashon of Lavush is related to the word Busha. The Begida of Adam and Chava in the Tzivui Hashem created the necessity for clothing to cover over the Lavush, to cover over the Busha. That's the common denominator between the word Begid and Lavush. Klal Yisrael was zeichet to the role al-yidei the madrega, the work of the Ovis HaKadoshim. Klal Yisrael, when they stood by Hasina, the Gemara says, Navad Zor, Poskas Huamosam. They were cleared of the taint of the Chet. And the role of Klal Yisrael is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with totality, B'chorus Minayetzahara, Choros Minaveris, Choros Mumusayel, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Shleimus HaNefesh, with the Shleimus HaGuf. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael was chayte b'cheto egel, and to a certain extent, that downfall that took place by the chet took place again, and that's why we find that after the chet of egel, the physical glow that they had—not clear exactly what it was—but the lashon of the pasuk is the edim asher aleim, the crowns that the luster that Klal Yisrael carried with them. After HaSinai, one Keneged Zohar, one Keneged Shom was taken away from them. They removed that. They removed the physical sign of greatness from, which is the same thing as saying that they were then physically diminished, which was the same thing that happened to Adam and Chava after the Chet. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, Salachti Kidvarecho. The Ribbono Shel Olam was Moichel the Chet Egel. He gave the ability to Klal Yisrael to build the base of English. The only ones who were found roy to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam somewhat akin to the Madrega before the Chet, or the Chet HaEgel with the Kehanim. The Kehanim weren't part of the Chet HaEgel, and that's why the Svarim tell us that the Kehanim have Oizgerechen, the Kehanim have Chofdal Matnas Kohuna, which is connected to Zoya, says there were 24 types of spiritual pollution, Chofdal Mine Zoma, that the Nochosh put into Adam V'Chava. Klal Yisrael was Zoycha to get rid of that Zoma. They got some of it back by Chet HaEgel. The Kehanim are still on a Madrega where they're purified to a certain extent of that taint, of that taste. So maybe they have Chofdal Matnas Kohuna. For the same reason is when Klal Yisrael got the Torah, they were Zoycha to Torah which has Chofdal Tzvarm. This Chofdal Tzvarm in Tanakh. The same idea. Torah is on the Madrega of Kodem HaChet. So the Kehanim were found fitting to wear clothing that were lekovil tiforis. The clothing that the Kehanim wore represented the royalty of what the physical appearance of a person is supposed to be. Bigdei choil that are worn are an expression of that begida, of that busha. When a Kohen is wearing Big Dikuna, it's not just that when he wears extra Big Dikuna, he's distorting the tzura of the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to serve. It's more than that. When he wears Big Dechol, he's distorting the whole message, the whole purpose, the whole point of what the Big Dechuna is supposed to represent. So well, that's also a Yitur Begodnus. So that's why Rashi holds that putting on the Big Dechol is also considered Yitur Begodnus. Yitz Hashem, the next share will continue with this theme of exactly what the Big Dechuna represent on a deeper level. We'll just add that the Kruim Tushtoshim are also the same idea. If they're not L'kovoid Ula Tiforez, then they do not reflect the splendor of the mission of the Kehanim, of the Shlemus HaNefesh that the Kehanim are supposed to represent, are supposed to bring Klal Yisrael with their Avayit in the base of English too. So that's a distortion of their role, and the Memel is called Ein Kuhun Osim Aleim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.